morning to those of you on the West Coast and those of us, or those of you, I should say, who are joining us on the East Coast. Happy afternoon, I guess. It is February. We're talking all about security this month. So before we do that, I want to make sure that we go through a couple of things that you should really know and find out, and then we'll get to the good stuff. So let's give that a go. First of all, we're going to do our usual news, right? What's happening in the land of developers? What should you guys know about? And keep your eyes and ears open about. So first things first, the much anticipated, very much anticipated Tech Days Online. It's been a while coming, and for those of you guys who have joined us over at Tech Days in Toronto and Vancouver and Montreal, then you know you guys were there with us. But now finally Tech Days is online. You can find it at techdays.ca. Again, for those that are on Twitter, there's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Really come on and join us. I mean, there's sessions, there's hands-on labs, even special events that you're going to be seeing coming soon, and of course featured articles. Demir had mentioned earlier on this year that there's going to be new and exciting content throughout the year. So that is exactly what we're going to be doing. So make sure you check that out. And to do that, actually, one of the things that you should know about is Tech Days TV, which is actually brand new. Brand new for Tech Days, brand new for us. We're trying to, you know, a little bit, something a little bit different. So starting late this month, February 29th, actually. Oh, no, sorry, 28th. And then every other Tuesday after that, there's actually going to be brand new developer sessions with tons of different content, tons of different technologies. And again, because this is made for you guys, use the LinkedIn and use Facebook and Twitter to let us know what it is that you want to learn about. And we'll bring in Canadian and international experts. And again, in the spirit of Tech Days, even though you can't be in the room with us, we're doing it live, we're doing it interactive, so the experts will be around and they will answer your questions, and just make sure that you post them. So stay tuned for that. More information on techdays.ca or on the Tech Days Twitter there, Facebook and LinkedIn. We'll keep you posted as to when all the sessions are and actually how to connect into them. Another big thing, these three cool programs, so both Tech Days, D3, us, the show here, and Windows Azure Camp are actually coming to Prairie Dev Con West in Calgary on March the 13th and the 15th. Well, actually, the Windows Azure Camp is coming on March the 12th. So if you are in the Calgary area and surrounding area and you want to join us, that would be awesome. Tech Day sessions will be there. I will be there with the D3 crew doing interviews and stuff like that to, you know, kind of talk to us about, kind of your developer experiences and what Prairie Dev Con means to you and also kind of what you're excited about from a technologies perspective. And then, of course, Windows Azure Camp. You heard me talk about this a little bit earlier on in the year and actually in one of our previous episodes as well. And that's really just, you know, come out, spend a day with us, learn pretty much Windows Azure from start to finish with hands-on labs and everything like that. And of course, I do have a secret for you guys. This isn't on the blog yet. Stay tuned to it later on today. So you guys are actually the first ones that I'm sharing this with. We have a challenge around Windows Azure Camp, whether you're doing it online or whether you're doing it in person with us in the Azure camps that are throughout the country or at Azure Camp at Prairie Dev Con, I have a challenge for you. All you need to do is you're going to do one of the hands-on labs. That's actually the first one, the getting started with Windows Azure hands-on lab. You're going to finish that sometime between today and the end of the month, and then we'll celebrate with a drink on us. So, no more details on that for you here, but stay tuned to the Canadian Developer Connection later on today to hear more about it. But just so that you know, you guys were actually the first ones to hear about it. So there's that. Now, I don't know if you have seen this particular commercial yet, but I figured I had to share it with you guys. Last month, you heard Paul, he was on the show with me, talking about the developer movement. Talking about creating Windows Phone applications, submitting them to get prizes and whatnot. He mentioned the site, developermovement.ca. But this particular commercial, I have to give it to him, Paul, has been just awesome. So I figured I'd roll the commercial for you. See if you like it. You'll definitely get a good laugh one way or the other, and we'll go from there. So let's go ahead and roll that commercial.
Hi, I'm Wally Patrick the 7th with Start Something. You are going to love my apps. Start Something is a premier app development offer for Windows Phone developers in Canada. Bottom line, build quality Windows Phone apps, publish them to the marketplace, and bring home the cheddar. Let's get started with what you're going to need. I promise you're going to have an exciting life now. Nobody wants to use an old phone. I don't want to use an old phone. You don't want to use an old phone. You're going to make me cry. I'm going to make myself cry. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have to figure out what you're going to need for the actual offer. We're going to need tools like the Windows Phone SDK. You're going to love my Mango. It comes with Visual Studio, Expression Blend, XNA Studio. You get them at create.msdn.com. What you can do is mix things together. You're going to love building your apps, but you don't know where to host your services. You're going to love my cloud.
You're going to love my cloud. You're going to love my cloud. You're going to love my cloud.
Windows Azure SDK. Easy, scalable, pay-as-you-go, and already you know what to code in.
You're going to change your coding habits. You're going to change your coding habits. Change your coding habits.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. Let's talk about prizes. Build one app, and you'll get your choice between a Kinect sensor, Xbox points, and some other cool stuff. Build two apps, and you'll have your choice between even some more cool stuff, like a Windows Phone 7 device or an Xbox 360 Kinect bundle. Even just for signing up, the first 200 registrants get free access to the Windows Phone Marketplace at $99 value. But we're not done yet. If you publish three apps, you're going to have your prize that's even better. I can't tell you about it. You need to visit the site to see the giveaways that are available. So visit the URL. Let's do this.
Was that classic or what? I have to say, you know, I don't know. I got a great laugh out of it. I'm hoping you did. And if that doesn't inspire you to, you know, join the developer movement and really do some really cool Windows apps, I don't know what will. So hopefully we'll see you on developermovement.ca, submitting your apps, downloading the toolkits, getting the rewards, of course.